attention. The co-founder has something he would like to say.
Last week, on the 18th episode of the Couch Co-op podcast, I said some things I shouldn't have. It is important to me that everyone who is hurt know the sorrow I feel is genuine. First and most important, my family. Also my friends, my staff, my cabinet, Monica Lewinsky, and her family, and the American people. I have asked all for their forgiveness. Thank you.
What's up? This is the Couch Co-op podcast, episode number 19. Yeah, 19. Fun stuff. So apparently last week, Casey might or might have offended some people.
like one
that we know of.
That we know of, yeah. I know someone that wasn't offended, but generally concerned for your well-being.
Yeah, I guess so. So yeah, we heard you. We won't curse as much.
Yeah.
Taking all the fun out of it.
They hate us because they ain't us.
Because they ain't us.
Does that have to do with anything? No, they hate us because they ain't us.
Oh, man. So.
Haters gonna hate.
Haters gonna hate.
And ainers gonna ain't.
So what do we got to talk about this week?
Well, first off. Just in case.
Yeah.
We should talk about the press conference.
Oh. Yeah. We plagiarized Bill Clinton in that one.
Yeah.
If you didn't notice, the mentioning of Monica Lewinsky kind of gives it away.
The first sentence was us, but the rest of it was all him.
Yeah. So, yeah.
We'll give him his credit.
Way to write an apology speech, although he probably didn't write it.
So yeah, he probably didn't.
So, first thing I want to talk about. Oh, I bumped into the mic really bad there. First thing I want to talk about.
Baby dinosaurs?
No. Game Informer wrapped up their exclusive coverage of No Man's Sky in December. And I was listening to their No Man's Sky podcast. It was like a special episode just about No Man's Sky.
GameStop did a podcast?
Game Informer.
Oh, Game Informer. Well.
Sorry.
Same thing.
Not really. But,
basically.
No, one's a print.
No one knows the difference between those two people.
One's a print distributor, the other one sells games.
Well, you review things for a living.
Can I tell my freaking story?
Over it. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So in this podcast featuring Sean Murray, one of the Hello Games developers, one of like 10 people who are at that studio. They were talking about the galaxy. All right. But he kept emphasizing universe. Like, they kept saying galaxy. And he was like, well, it's really a universe. And so, I think I found out what happens when you go through the black hole that's in the middle of the galaxy. I'm pretty sure it just puts you in a new galaxy.
Like a new server?
A completely new galaxy. New planets, new everything.
Oh, so it's like fresh.
It's a fresh start.
So it like starts it over?
That's what I think happens.
That would be
cool. So, this game has the potential to be infinitely replayable, if that's true. Because he was adamant on saying that it's a universe, not just a galaxy. So, makes me wonder.
I don't know which one's bigger than the other, so.
A galaxy is the Milky Way, the universe is everything.
Yeah, I don't keep up with that crap.
Nice. But yeah.
I'm not an astronomer, Joe.
So finding each other may be harder than we thought.
No, it won't.
It might be, though.
I'll be there.
Gosh. So, yeah, that was a little tidbit about this guy.
Did they... I bet you there's, like, a guiding point.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. Kind of like a North Star on Earth, you know? Like one that's always in a specific spot and doesn't ever move.
Yeah.
I bet you there's going to be something like that. And I really think they won't ever tell anybody about it. They won't ever come out and say, look, if you go off of this, then that's how you can navigate your way between the areas.
Like between planets and stuff?
Well, they have a whole galaxy map that you can look at.
So how are we not going to find each other?
Because everything's so huge. No. Like even if we were on the same planet, it would be difficult to find each other.
Now we got
it. He said even if 3 million people were on the same planet, they'd still be very far apart.
That's okay. We can do this. We got it.
Okay. I just hope we can do it this year.
Dude, we spent, 2 hours one time just trying to find each other on Minecraft?
Yeah.
We got this. We got it.
But take Minecraft and multiply that by a galaxy or two.
Well, but if we can find the same planet, I think we can find each other.
Probably.
Because we'll spend time.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. I can't wait for that game.
Maybe I'll just make my ship bright-ass fucking green.
You'd have to buy a specific ship, then. You don't just get to make your ship.
You can't make colors?
No.
Okay, well, I'll do it just to make sure that we're linked up.
Okay.
And then we can never leave each other.
Ever.
Ever.
I mean, that's going to be difficult, because I want to just go explore the frontier.
I'll do that.
Okay.
I'll just destroy everything that you find.
Then those little robots will come after you and shoot you.
Robots?
You're behind on this.
I am behind on
this. There's this ominous force that protects the galaxy. And they're these robotic creatures that roam around. So, if you destroy too much stuff, they'll come after you and kill you.
So what you're saying is that I could be an outlaw.
Basically.
Oh, yeah.
Jerky and Choctaw.
Dude, I'm doing it. You don't even know. Everything's going to get destroyed. I'm going to go to places just to blow them up.
Okay. Have fun with that. I'm going to go to places to name them.
I'm going
to
try to find, like life, and then I'm going to beat the crap out of it.
That's terrible.
And move along. I'm going to hit it with my ship and then fly off, like, real quick. I'm going to hit and run on a planet.
That's really mean.
Oh, man.
Not very nice. But, yeah. So that was a little thing I picked up on No Man's Sky.
Do they have a release date for that yet?
Nope, just 2015.
Hurry up.
Yep.
I'm just kidding. Take your time.
I hope it makes it this year, though. I really don't want it to get delayed or anything.
There's a lot of games that are supposed to come out this year.
Yeah, I mean, The Order comes out next month. Dying Light comes out really soon.
I took my pre-order off of that.
Oh, you did?
1887. Didn't know what sound was on.
But, because Dying Light comes out this month. The Order comes out next month.
Dying Light?
I don't know. I might.
Don't want to play it because you think it's going to be like
Dead Island, that heaping piece of trash.
That you sucked at.
No, it was just a terrible game. Like, if you shoot a zombie in the head, he should die. But it was all about hit points, and it didn't make any sense.
I had a lot of fun with that game.
That game was stupid.
It was fun for me.
It was dumb and stupid. Like, as soon as you start adding, like, oh, you got a tanker zombie or whatever.
The different kinds.
But you don't explain why. Like, The Last of Us explained why. The bloaters are that way because they've been infected for
a long time.
And that's why, like, the growth on them is, like, ridiculous.
Yep.
But for, like, Dead Island, you got this, like, massive, like, one-armed crazy guy in a straitjacket. It doesn't explain, like, why he's there. You're supposed to believe it. No.
You know, one thing I really liked was, I mean, I'll give credit to the people who have been making, Oh, now I can't think of the name of it. The one I played on the Xbox, the zombie game. It's third person. You can, like, craft your weapons and stuff.
State of Decay?
No. It's, like, really... It's an Xbox exclusive. I don't know why I can't think of it.
State of Decay.
No, it's not that. It came out, like, when the Xbox came out. It's the... The first one was the guy with the... He was a photographer and went into the...
Dead Rising.
Dead Rising, yes. Dead Rising has done a great job with theirs because they make things hard without having to make the zombies harder.
Right.
Like, all the zombies are the same. But they have some that are harder to kill for, like, legitimate reasons.
Yeah.
Like a football player has a helmet on.
Right.
And he was infected whenever he was playing, so... Like, you can't hit him over the head with a bat because it doesn't do anything.
See, that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. That's the kind of thing. And, you know, he's wearing pads.
Even though it's ridiculous, it makes sense.
Or like the zombies who are, if you go into a gym, the zombies that were working out are a little bit stronger because their muscles are just bigger. You know, like, stuff like that. Like, it makes sense. But it's like, okay, so this zombie has laser eyes? Where did that come from?
Right.
Or how did that happen?
Like, I don't know if that was in Dead Island or not, but that's basically the extent.
Well, yeah, I was just thrown out. Yeah. But yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, I liked the first person aspect of that game because it's fun because before that there wasn't really that many games that had first person like zombie encounters.
Yeah, not really. No,
I mean, Call of Duty.
Yeah,
that's about it.
But I mean, I don't know. I just was not a fan of Dead Island. I might like Dying Light more because it's like got a Mirror's Edge type of aspect to it, but we'll see.
It's more about the run and gun sort of thing.
Yeah, we'll see though. We'll see.
I want to get it. Mm-hmm. I've been looking at a lot of videos of it, and it does. It looks a lot like Dead Island, but I like Dead Island. I didn't really have a problem with it.
Yeah, I had a huge problem with it.
I like the exploring part of it. Like I wish that they would just make a big first person exploratory zombie game.
Mm.
Like don't really give
like DayZ.
Yeah, kind of like DayZ. Yeah. That might be a little over the top for. I mean, like I want it to be that in depth, yeah. But at the same time, like I want one that I literally can just like the gameplay is simple. Mm-hmm. I just want to be able to explore.
Right. Yeah.
I don't have to worry about like people killing me and zombies coming out and
right.
Scavenging for items and shit. Just like don't give me hunger or anything like that. Just let me find my own weapons. None of this crafting shit. I don't want to craft nothing.
I am sick of crafting systems though.
Yeah, I'm starting to get over those. Just give me something. Like if we could just take Battlefield and turn that into a zombie game, I would be grateful for that.
Or GTA 5. Put that.
Yeah. Oh
that
my god, that would be amazing.
Like that'd be amazing. Zombie like, DLC.
What was that? What
Red Dead Nightmare?
No. There was what was that game? It's the funny version of GTA. Saints Row. Saints Row had that mod that you could put on. Or not. It wasn't a mod. It was a cheat.
And oh,
you
yeah,
could
yeah,
you
yeah.
could actually just like go in, you type in the cheat code, and then it had like an on off switch, and you could turn it on, and every other like AI in the entire game was a zombie.
It was awesome.
And you could just run around the whole city, destroying the crap out of zombies. And you could have, I'm pretty sure you could have friends come in with
yeah,
you too.
We played it co-op, I remember.
That was so much fun.
That was.
There's nothing like destroying zombies with a giant pink dildo.
That's true.
But I was like, that is just the funniest thing I think I've ever done on a video game.
But, like, I wish Grand Theft Auto 5 would do a zombie deal. Like, that'd be the best zombie game ever. If the entire Los Santos map became infested with zombies.
If Rockstar, in general, just sat down and said, okay, look, we're going to make a zombie game.
Right.
Just make the whole game. Like, don't mod it. Don't do a DLC. Make the whole game.
Yeah.
And just do a zombie game.
And it would be really funny because you know they would make fun of zombie movies the entire time. Just
oh,
like,
yeah.
Just
yeah.
like in Grand Theft Auto, they make fun of people who live in L.A. and
yeah, yeah.
New York and stuff like that.
It, you know what, though? They do a really good job at not being too, like blatant about it.
Oh, no, like, it's pretty blatant. Like, it's like, really blatant.
Well, they do, I mean, like, the words and stuff they use. But I'm saying, like, as far as, like, the city itself goes, mm-hmm. like, they have, like, little billboards and, like, little Easter eggs that you can find.
Yeah.
But they don't, like... They don't take the like the environment and fuck it up just to
right.
make a joke.
Yeah.
Like the people, yeah, but to be fair, you hear some pretty funny stuff just walking down the streets of Dallas sometimes.
Yeah,
you're like,
true.
What are you talking about?
But yeah. Man, that'd be a great game. GTA Zombies. GTA Z. Make it happen, Rockstar.
It would just be Rockstars with a Z on the end.
Rockstars. Rockstar Zombie. Yeah. Oh, man. Let's see. What else? Well, The Order comes out in February.
That's
probably going to be a playthrough that I stream.
That thing's been kind of... I had it reserved. I just don't, like... I haven't heard anything about it.
Well, see, at the beginning...
It's been getting pushed back every time. Like,
it's well, this one's set in stone. Like, it got pushed back once.
Okay.
So. But at the beginning, not good things were said about it. Got delayed. They worked on it some more. Now, great things are being said about it.
Mm.
So
I'll probably get it, but one of the reasons why I took it away is because I had the like limited edition version, and I was just like, you know, if it's not a game that I really, really care about, I'm not going to get the limited edition version stuff
right.
anymore because it's too expensive for you to get like a map and a CD.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't... You know, you don't get a lot for what your money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna refrain from. I am doing it with Halo though, because Halo is a game that I genuinely care about.
Right.
And I like having all the
yeah
the cool stuff. So I am gonna do that.
I don't believe I've ever bought a special edition ever.
I mean, it's cool.
It's never been my thing. But
it's cool to buy them. And it, like the way I see it is, I'll buy the most expensive one mm-hmm. if I can pre-order it like a year in advance.
Got it. You know, so like that you can pay it off
me,
over
yeah,
time.
If you give
stuff.
Me enough time, I'll buy the most expensive one. But if you come out and you're like 2 months before it releases and you go, oh, by the way, we have this like $130 special edition, comes with a statue and a helmet and all this
right.
crazy. I'm like, dude, you're giving me 2 months to pay off that. Like, and like, I could pay that off in 2 months, but it's like, I like video games, but they're not a priority when it comes to like
collectibles and stuff.
Yeah, like pay. Like, I just need really
the disc.
In the long run, you just need the disc
or just the download. Even
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not so like I'm not gonna not eat for a week just so I can pay $130 for a video game. You know,
mm-hmm.
for all this stuff that is literally gonna sit on my shelf.
Yeah. Unless you like need it for a shelf or something.
Yeah, I mean, if you're doing like a backdrop or something like that, but
yeah. But the order, like, I'm probably gonna end up streaming that one whenever it comes out.
Yeah, I'll get it, but I'm just gonna get the.
I just want to see those coat physics. The coat physics are off the charts in that game. Like from what it's like, they whip in the wind and everything, and they. Mm. Like, whenever he moves, it's insane looking. Like, it looks very pretty.
They don't have any kind of multiplayer, does it? That's a story-driven.
It's story, yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah.
I'll play it.
Let's see. What else we got?
I want to talk about the Halo beta real quick.
Okay.
The Halo 5 beta.
Jump in.
I mean, I only played it a little bit, not much. But from what I played, like, it... And, of course, it's still just a beta.
Yeah.
And I recognize that. But... Like, it seemed really, I don't know, like, I want to say stiff. Like, I felt like when I moved the controller, it reacted almost too quickly. Because, you know...
Well, it is a beta.
I know, but, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Halo's always been a very, like, when you move your guy and you move your look and stuff like that, they've always been really good at making sure that it remains smooth.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't...
Really fluid.
It's not like... It's not one of those things like where you yank your mouse over and you are instantly looking at something that you had never seen before. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know. So it felt kind of like that. But for the most part, it still felt like Halo.
That's good.
I mean, it
even with all the new like aim down sights type of stuff.
You know, I didn't really have a problem with those other than it's just I wasn't used to it.
Mm.
I think I'll be okay with it because the thing is they it's not really aim down sights. They just added like sights to some guns that originally didn't have sights.
Gotcha.
I mean, like the battle rifle still has the sight. All the guns that had sights still have sights. They didn't change those at all. They're just the cosmetics of them.
Mm.
But they added a sight to like the assault rifle, which I like because I'm an assault rifle guy.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. But I will say one thing about it: the sights that they have are like holographic. At least on the human ones that I was
nice.
Playing with, they're like a holographic like symbol pops up, and it actually tells you like your ammo. It gives you an ammo counter and like I think one or two other things on the thing, and they actually are like things that you can use while you're aiming at the sights.
That's pretty cool.
Like you need to know how much ammo you have. If you're trying to like guard a hallway and you're aiming down the hallway, and you've been shooting, you want to know if you're about to run out of ammo.
Yeah.
Without having to like unzoom and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's really nice to have on there. I think that, and I realize that they're trying to like move Halo forward, like into the, you know, I want to say future, but it's not really like they're trying to move it forward with like technology, you know,
mm-hmm.
and trying to show that like as time goes on that like, you get cooler stuff and better stuff. But at the same time, like I feel like that world and that universe is itself. Like you really don't need to try to change it so much because the multiplayer has been great every game that's come out.
Yeah.
Everybody's always loved it. Even whenever 4 came out, people loved it. It was just a little different.
Right. Took some time for them to get.
Yeah, I mean people still liked it. So I feel like they don't really need to try to like add new guns and do all this stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But just, you know, stick to doing what you've always done. Stick to making sure that the story is great.
Yeah.
Make sure that the cinematic stuff is amazing. Like, stick to the stuff that people really care about in Halo. The customization's not that big of a deal.
Right.
Like, we don't care about that stuff.
Yeah.
But I will tell you one thing that you'll be happy about. They brought back the SMG.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you can dual wield with them anymore, but I got it, dude. And I was rolling with it. That thing's pretty awesome.
Nice. It's good. SMG's always been my favorite. But, I mean, I think the reason why they actually did this beta, because I don't remember Halo betas coming out before, unless if I'm mistaken.
Yeah, they did.
They did?
Yeah, they had a few come out.
Okay. I was just wondering if they did it as a reaction to the Master Chief Collection multiplayer being out of whack when it launched or something.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that, but I think it was just one of the... I think they just did it to kind of tide people over, you know?
Mm.
Like they're trying to hype it back up. That's probably is what happened, actually, because they probably... A lot of people probably got mad about the multiplayer thing for the Master Chief, and they're basically saying, look, we know you're mad, but look what's coming.
Yeah.
Like, just...
Look,
just,
new shiny thing.
Like, just wait a little bit longer. You know, be mad, you know, all you want, but just wait a little bit longer. Stick with us. Because one thing that we've seen through the past, what, year, 2 years, things with related to Xbox have not done so well.
Right.
Because people have started, like, falling off of the Xbox bandwagon.
But they're slowly but surely turning it around.
Yeah, they're working there. They're built. It's one of those things is, like, they lost a lot of people's trust. And you can lose trust like that.
Yeah.
But it takes a long time to build it back up.
Well, like, so in December, they were the most selling console. They finally beat out PS4 in December.
That didn't surprise me.
Which is good. Well, I mean, it's good to have competition always. And they also dropped their price to $350.
Yeah. Well, so that's a huge selling point, especially. Yeah. I think, though, I will say something about Xbox. I like my PlayStation a lot more as a gaming console.
Mm-hmm.
But the Xbox is more of like a media console. Like, there's so many things you can do with that thing. Like, you can run your all of your cable and stuff through that.
Right, yeah.
But, like, I like the way that Xbox runs. Say, like, if you're playing a game and you want to pull up, you know, your party chat or something like that, you don't have to back out to the main menu and do all that stuff. You can open it in the snap.
Oh, yeah.
In the little sidebar. Mm-hmm. And at first I didn't really like that. I wasn't too sure about it. I thought it was kind of, like, a little annoying because it was hard to control. But once I kind of got the hang of it, because I just started playing my Xbox a lot more recently.
Right.
And once I got the hang of it, it became one of those things where, like, I like having it there because it makes me it makes it easier for me to transition from things while I'm still gaming.
Mm.
And, like, you know, like, if I get a message, you can pull up your messages on Snap. If you want to add some friends to your party, you pull up your friends on Snap. And then go to their name and just add them to the party, and then you don't ever even have to come off of what you're looking at.
Right. But you know, still, like, you can't control two at once. So, like, when it comes to Sony's model, like, I don't mind it bringing the screen out.
Well, but the
you still won't have control over it.
Well, with the Xbox, though, I can be playing and voice command my snap bar.
Mm.
So I don't ever have to stop playing. I can keep moving forward and just say Xbox do this, Xbox do that.
Gotcha.
So I mean, it's cool. They definitely have a lot more, like, little gadgets that work with the Xbox.
Yeah.
But, like I said, I still like my PlayStation a lot more. And it's not because I'm trying to be faithful to them because they didn't screw me over or anything. I don't care what they do as a company because the way I see it is companies are there to make money. They're going to do whatever they can to try to make money.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so, like, I don't blame them for that. That's their job. That's what they're supposed to do. Even if it looks bad up to the consumer, you know, it's still, like, coming from, like, there's a reasoning behind it. So I'm not going to give them too much grief over that, but I don't know. I'm happy that they're getting back on their feet because I started out as an Xbox guy. The first thing I ever had was a PlayStation, but I didn't play it that much because when I had it, I was more of an outside kid.
Yeah.
So, like, I you know, I had maybe, like, two games on there. But whenever I got my Xbox, that's when I really started becoming a gamer because right. I started playing a lot more games that I really love to play and,
mm-hmm.
you know, I really got into a lot more things. So, like, I think of myself as an Xbox guy. But you know, once I got a PS3, man, I started playing that a lot more often, and it just kind of, it was a lot simpler.
Yeah. For me, like, the ease of use with the PlayStation UI and stuff like that, it's way easier. Like,
yeah, there's beauty in
way more simpler.
There's too. Beauty in simplicity.
Yeah, it's really good. Let's talk about Uncharted 4 for a second. Okay?
I don't know anything new from it, so.
Right, well, I'm about to fill you in. So.
Status update.
A lot of people noticed that the demo that we saw a couple weeks ago at PlayStation Experience.
Yes.
A lot of people realized that it wasn't running at 60 frames per second.
Oh my god!
Oh no!
Holy crap!
And is it? Let me see who this statement's from. I believe it's Neil Druckmann. Oh, Bruce Straley.
Bruce Springsteen?
No, Bruce Straley, the co-director, same co-director from The Last of Us.
That's fine.
So when people started like, why isn't it 60 frames a second? Blah blah blah. This is what Bruce Straley said. All right. We're actually above 30, but we locked it for the demo, Straley says. We're going to do whatever it takes to make the game we want. If it means we could go for 60 but lose something that would really impact the player's experience, then it's our choices as developers to say, well, we're going to go for the experience over the 60 frames.
Yeah.
Boom, drop the mic, walk away.
Yeah, for real.
I mean, that's like, that's the best answer I've heard in a long time.
I mean, and that's basically what you and me have always said.
Yeah.
Like, don't take away from the experience of the game.
Just to add, more frame rate.
Yeah.
Or a better frame rate.
Yeah, and especially it's one of those things where, like, you can't really even notice it.
Right. I do notice the difference between 30 and 60, but, like, I don't care. That's the thing.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it's not one of those things that, like you don't notice it so much while, like, if you play it as 30 or if you play it as 60... Whatever you start out playing that as long as it doesn't...
Just get accustomed to it.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't change in-game, what does it matter?
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, you're not going to know... If there was, like, a halfway point in your mission where you're like, 30, 30, 30, 30, 60, I would understand, because then you'd be like, whoa, what just happened? Because
yeah.
It would switch.
Or the opposite, 60, 60, 60, then
and
that
then 30,
30
yeah. I would understand that. But if it's 30 straight through or 60 straight through... You don't notice
right.
that
yeah.
it's either. It just looks good.
Exactly.
So I don't know why people care. Like, it's not...
Like, I never cared about the difference between 30 or 60, but at least have one that's locked, like, on the same thing.
Yeah, leave it where it is. I mean, cutscenes are a different thing, but,
yeah.
like, cutscenes always look better.
Yeah, obviously. But, well, I mean, just, like, get over it.
Yeah.
Like...
We have this conversation way too much.
We do. Well, it's been a while, though. Like, I mean, props to Bruce Straley and Neil Druckmann.
That was a good comeback, though.
Yeah. Like, I mean, so people also said that the demo was running at 37 frames per second. If it's locked at 37 frames,
fine. Roll it through. I don't care.
As long as it's consistent, I don't really care. What does it say? Hold on. Let me keep reading. So yeah, that's basically the end of it. So I'll still play Uncharted if it's at 30 frames a second.
Man, I'll play Minecraft. I don't care what
it is. I'll play Uncharted if it's at 10 frames a second.
You know what I'm saying? Just give me the game. I just want the story.
Yeah.
You know what I think is funny? You don't ever really hear people complaining about movies being at
24 frames
like up or high. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Some movies look better than others. You don't ever really hear anybody complaining about that.
Mm.
Why is that? Because the story's amazing. You're there
right.
to be told a story. And I think a lot of people misunderstand what games are for, especially the story-driven ones. You're there to be told a story.
Or to interact with the story.
Well, but still, like, you're experiencing... like a tale,
mm-hmm.
you know, so there's something there that needs to be told and you're going to be told it or you're going to help tell it.
Yeah.
You're not there to experience, you know, technology. You're just there for story driven games to experience the story.
Story or gameplay driven. Like, I wouldn't bunch them all into one type of game.
Well, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like, mechanics come down to frame rate, and if the frame rate is jumpy and isn't static, then that's a problem. That's affecting the mechanics. Whether if it's locked at 30 or 60, that's still a good mechanic if it
yeah.
operates well. If that makes any sense.
Smooth. It
yeah.
needs to be smooth.
Let's see here.
You still reading over that thing?
Yeah, I'm just going through some stories.
Where you get your inspiration from.
Yeah. Yeah. You got anything else for me, Casey?
Dude, no, not really.
Because we've only been going for 30 minutes. That's the only problem.
Well, you know, we did do that. The interview, though, the which one, who's it, where was it?
Yeah, whatever, including that, though, it's still only 30 minutes.
It's only 30 minutes, including that?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, that was only 30 seconds long, so.
I don't, dude, I can't think of anything, to be honest.
Give me a second. Oh, this is actually kind of big. Majora's Mask, Zelda game, is coming to 3DS with a new type of 3DS, too.
I wish I would have stuck with Nintendo, like not Nintendo over Xbox or PlayStation, but I wish that I would have at least kept up with the currentness of it. Because,
yeah, but like my thing with Nintendo, like they have good characters and stuff, but it's basically the same, except with the exception of Majora's Mask, they're the same game over and over again. Like every Zelda game is basically the same. You go to this temple, then you go to the next temple, then I'll fight Ganondorf.
Well, you could say that about Halo.
But it's not, though, because it's different characters coming. Like, it's like they're literally using the same characters in every Zelda game.
Oh, you mean like the same, like, bad guys and everything?
Yeah, every time. That's what I'm saying.
Oh. See, yeah, I didn't really ever keep... I played, the very first one on my Game Boy.
Yeah. But then same thing with Mario. Like, I played Super Mario 64. That's all the Mario I need, because all the other ones are the same. Except for, like, I know Galaxy makes some stuff up, but
Super Mario
not enough
World.
For me to jump into it.
That's my ish.
Yeah. I mean, but like I've just never been that big of a Nintendo fan, so.
Yeah, I just there's a lot of games that I like. I mean, it's one of those things is I don't really look to them for the depth. I look to them for just the fun.
Yeah.
You know.
But like to me,
even if it's the same thing over and over, it's almost like DLC for me at that point, cause.
Yeah, but like to me playing the same Zelda game seems like I know like them like every, they improve over time, but it's the same freaking thing. It seems like they just don't even try to change the story.
Yeah,
I want them to mix it up, and then I'll try another Zelda. But yeah, like
I like Mario. I've liked all the Marios I've ever played.
Mm.
See, and that's what I'm saying. Like I don't even know a lot of games from Nintendo just because I haven't played them. You know, right. I don't get to keep up. But they're fun party games though. That's the good thing about Nintendo is that they're like if you have a Nintendo and like four controllers, almost all the games that they have for that are good, like exciting, like fast paced party games.
Right.
So if you have like people over and you're all sitting down and y'all are drinking, that's the best thing ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we talked about this last week. I can't remember. PlanetSide 2.
Yeah. Beta. We did because you've been like
January 20th.
You've been pumping stuff out for that.
Holy crap! That's gonna be amazing. I can't wait to play that.
When does the thing come out? 25th?
The 20th.
20th.
So, Tuesday.
This Tuesday?
Yeah. Bowling!
All right, whenever I go to work, I'm going to need you to come in here and start downloading that for me.
Okay. Well, the PlayStation Store updates at, like, a weird time. I think it's, like, 4 or 2.
P.M.?
Yeah. So.
That's weird.
I probably won't be able to play it until Wednesday.
Well, do you want me to try to do yours?
Maybe. We'll see. H1Z1 had their early access start. It's the Sony Online Entertainment. Same guys who did, give me a second, DC Universe.
Oh, okay.
They're making, like, a DayZ-styled MMO, but it's, like, all of America. But they start you in, like, the mountain states, I think, or something like that. But their early access went kaput. Like, everybody's... Like, people weren't able to log in, people were losing rare items and stuff like that, or I don't know. So, they're all giving out, H1Z1's giving out refunds if they're upset about the airdrop P2W issue and want to refund email Bill Will or B. Wilcox at SEO.sony.com, and they'll give you a refund. So
wait, so you had to buy the early access to that?
That's how early access works. You pay like $20 and you get the game, but you don't have to pay anything else.
Like as it
just
upgrades?
Get monthly updates, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you're basically like a beta tester the whole time until it gets a full release.
That's not bad.
But people were still upset because it wasn't working.
My thing is, Yeah, that's kind of tough to argue. The my thing about betas is, if you pay for a beta, you need to understand that that thing could crap out on you.
Yeah, I mean, what they should do if they don't do this is have like a terms of service, like a document that says this is not a full game. If you buy it and it's like you experience issues, we can't refund you.
Yeah, well, like, they probably do have something like that, just maybe not as existential as it needs to be.
Right, because I mean, that's what it needs to, like, you need to put across, like, this game might not work properly.
Yeah, know? And if you accept terms, then you're that's it.
Yeah.
That way, if people get mad, then you can come back and say, look, exactly. not to be a dick, but you really do need to read this kind of stuff whenever it's for, like, a beta.
Yeah.
Because...
Or an alpha. Like, it's not even a beta.
Well, just anything, like anything you pay for, even if it's a full finished game.
Right.
You need to understand what you're paying for.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a finished product and it doesn't work, then yes.
Yeah.
You're entitled to your refund. But if they're still working on it and it doesn't work, and you pay money for that, you basically just paid money for something that's unfinished and or broken.
Yeah.
And you need to understand that.
Exactly.
So, like, I side with the developers on this, because there's two things about releasing stuff like that. One is to make the fans happy. Like, mm-hmm. people love to be a part of that. They love to get it early. They love to see how it evolves through the stages or whatever. Mm-hmm. People love that stuff. But another thing is that the game developers also do that so that they can get help with finding, like, problems.
Yeah, like, it's easy, and, like, for bug fixing.
Like, stress testing and stuff like that. So, like, it's really, it's a win-win. And the people who come out and complain about all the smallest things, and now I say complain, not report, like, tell them what's wrong and then keep on going.
Mm-hmm.
The people who, like, stop playing and are like, this is horrible and I'm never going to play this game and blah, blah, blah. Like, stop complaining. It's a beta.
Right.
Get over it.
Yeah. Like, that's the thing. It needs to be clear and stated. Like, your game may not work if it's in early access. But, so, yeah.
The only thing that ever gave me problems when I did, like, an early one was that War Thunder for the PlayStation.
Because
I just, like...
It was very complex.
They didn't explain to you how to work everything.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, give me a tutorial that's not, like, 3 hours long.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it was weird.
Good game, though.
It's all right, yeah. Let's see, what we get here? What we got here? We're running out of things to talk about.
Yeah, we are. It's not really, I mean, we hit those.
January is really slow.
We hit those things sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
How about this? You want to pull up a release date list and name off all the ones that were...
I think we already did that in one of the other podcasts. In, like, episode 17, I think.
So, like...
We already did that.
So, like, 3 months ago? Yeah, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think that'd be just more for me. I don't remember. I can't ever remember what's
right.
going on.
Yeah, I have difficulty remembering all those.
I pre-ordered Halo. I have Evolve pre-ordered.
Yeah.
I don't know how much I need to pay on that. When does that come out? When does Evolve come out?
I don't know. I'm kind of useless.
Crap.
So this is kind of...
I hear that they keep making more and more people for that, too. Like, more monsters, more...
Yeah.
Like, I hear there's a bunch right now.
There's 4 monsters and, like, 12 playable characters or something like that.
Cool.
So, this is kind of interesting. Since we're in the YouTube area...
Okay.
We haven't done that much, but we're still in it, you'd say. YouTube is producing its own halftime Super Bowl show featuring some of YouTube's biggest stars.
that might be good.
It'll stream live on YouTube during the game. It will be hosted by Harley Mortensen, the guy from Epic Mealtime with the beard.
Oh, my God.
The program will feature musical performances, stunts, and fake Super Bowl ads. And is described as being designed to appeal to viewers who care more about the ads than the actual game.
Nice.
That's funny. Freddie Wong, you know.
Yeah.
VGHS guy. Is also contributing to this show. The Super Bowl is the year's most watched television event in North America, obviously.
Obviously.
YouTube's program will begin playing alongside performances.
You sure it's not The Bachelor?
And Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah. No, she's playing at the actual Super Bowl.
Yeah. It's going to be alongside that, though.
You sure that it's that's the number one? I think it's The Bachelor.
And it looks like people are going to compare the views as to the TV Super Bowl or the
which one's better?
YouTube Super Bowl performances.
Dude, what if like next year comes around and they're like, all right, so we're just going to let YouTube do the Super Bowl.
Yeah, like this is funny. Like somebody, Susie Reiter, Director of Brand Solutions at Google, she says, it'll be fun afterwards to see what was Freddie Wong's draw compared to Katy Perry and Lenny Kravitz. Like, seeing how big these YouTube stars actually are in comparison to actual, like, known celebrities.
Yeah, that's true, though, because there are some people that, I mean, there's a large majority of people who are just internet people.
Yeah.
Like, they don't care about...
I'm very much an internet person.
Yeah, but you also follow, like... certain actors and stuff, you know.
Not really, though.
Directors and stuff like that. I mean, I'm not saying you follow them, but you held them in high regard.
I guess when it comes to like television, all of my television I watch on YouTube.
We aren't. Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, we're internet people. We watch Netflix and Hulu, mm-hmm. like for our kind of stuff. But what I'm saying is there are people who like if you say, like Jenna Marbles.
Right.
And they instantly know exactly who she is, where she's from, you know, what she's doing this weekend, what her schedules are, like all this stuff. And then you're like, Katy Perry. And they're like, who's that?
Yeah.
Like there are people out there. There's a large group of people out there like that because our society is starting to be more of like an internet mm-hmm. style, you know?
Yeah.
Like people really don't, I mean, people still watch TV, but they don't keep up with stuff on TV as much as they do on the internet, like Facebook, Twitter. Yeah. You know, Reddit,
yeah,
stuff like that. So that actually will be really interesting. We should keep up with that,
yeah,
and see like how they compare because me, like, I don't really keep up with either because I just don't care.
Right.
I'm kind of when I grow up, I'm going to be that grumpy old man that just sits on his front porch.
Yeah.
I really think I'm going to be that guy, and I'm okay with that because I love talking to people, and I love, like, you know, being in groups.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, I'm perfectly fine with sitting on my couch by myself and watching Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right, yeah.
You know, eating a bowl of popcorn. Yeah, it is. You look sexy.
And then...
Sorry, I'm talking to my wife.
All right, so I'll definitely be watching the YouTube halftime show, whatever the heck it is. I thought this was pretty interesting, too.
Carry on, I'll be right back.
Okay. Sony has revealed the most downloaded games from 2014 on US. These are all from the US, sorry. And on the PS4, the most downloaded game was Destiny. Or here, I'll give the top three.
Wow, the most downloaded game is Destiny?
Yeah. These are the most downloaded games.
This is for 2014?
Yeah, 2014.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
So this is digital downloads on PSN. Here's the top three for PlayStation 4. Destiny, GTA 5, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
That does not surprise me. Not one bit.
And coming in fourth, honorable mention, Minecraft.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Most downloaded games? Really? That's interesting.
PS3 list was also surprising. Well, it's kind of surprising. The top three for PlayStation 3. Number one, Minecraft. Most downloaded game on PS3.
Doesn't surprise me.
Grand Theft Auto 5. And Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
You know what?
Destiny coming in the fourth. Not much in the change.
Yeah, and I mean, well, they're really popular games, yeah. But that doesn't surprise me as much. And the only reason why I'm going to say that is because I feel like, and this is not a shot at parents or anything like that, but I feel like a lot of parents buy the older consoles for younger kids.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that is.
Because they're so cheap now.
Well, yeah.
Cheaper in comparison.
Yeah, but like that's one of those things is like, you know. You'd think that you'd want the newest one so that it will last longer.
Yeah.
Instead of getting like a used one that may not, you don't know how long it's going to last.
Right.
Especially since a lot of, like some PlayStations have been out for what?
8 years.
Yeah. Like, they're getting old. Yeah. You better get ready for that. So like, it's kind of surprising, but I also understand, you know, there's a lot more games out on that. You can buy a lot more games for your kids on the PS3 right now. So I get that. But I think that's one of the reasons why Minecraft comes in at number one, because kids, like younger kids, are like little geniuses on Minecraft.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen like a little kid play Minecraft?
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
They get it.
Like it clicks. It's like me playing with Legos. Like I can build anything out of Legos. But I grew up in that time. Legos aren't as popular as they used to be.
Yeah.
Rip Legos. I have two Lego sets in this house right now, built and set up on a shelf.
Nice.
Like for viewing pleasure. Love you, babe. Have fun. Amanda, exit stage right.
So here's another comment.
Did they got the Xbox ones on there?
No, they don't. That was just PSN released their download things. Xbox hasn't.
Oh, okay.
So the Watch Dogs developer has admitted that the game was flawed, and the sequel is going to fix those flaws and then take some more risks.
Wow.
Which means it's
going
to be even more flawed.
They admitted that?
Yeah.
I thought it was a good game.
I mean, it was a good game, but
the online was way, way off.
I mean, I enjoyed the online.
Anytime you got close to another player, I was lagging so bad. Like, there were times where there was so much going on screen that, like, my console couldn't keep up. I had to lag myself into a straight line down a road and then just hold the gas down until I got away from the lag.
Right. But here's his official statement. He says, "I don't think Watch Dogs is perfect in any way, and there's a lot of room for improvement. But you don't always see this when you ship a game. We deliver what we believe the brand should be at the time. But afterward, when you cool down it for 5.5 years, they were developing that game for 5.5 years.
Doesn't surprise me.
That's crazy. And take your vacations and people play the game. Certain elements become clear. They let you continue to bring what you envision to the next level with the fans, included this time, which is where I think it really gets interesting." Blech. So, they started a new IP. Obviously, it was a base for the franchise. That's what I think. Because they're going to build it. It's Ubisoft. They're going to build it into a franchise.
Well, yeah,
just like everything else they do.
I just want to add to this, because the first Assassin's Creed, even though it was good,
it was amazing.
It still had its problems.
Yeah, it had flaws.
And people, I mean, that's so long ago, people probably don't even remember the little things that you, like the wall scaling wasn't
as good.
100%. You know, like there were times where you would get stuck on something.
Yeah.
You couldn't get.
He would just sit there like.
Yeah, you'd climb like all the way up and then you get, one floor away from the roof and there's nothing to grab onto. So you have to climb back down while you're getting rocks thrown at you, stuff like that. People don't really think about that. You think about it when it's there, but a year later, 2 years later, you don't think about that stuff. You just think about how good the story was, how good the experience was that you had.
But I would still go down and play it. Like the first one was
still
so much fun.
I still play both of those games. I'd play Watch Dogs over again. I'd play the first Assassins over again.
Yeah. Like I enjoyed Watch Dogs. I enjoyed it, but. Yeah, I would say it definitely needed improvement, but it was fun for what it was.
I just wish the girl wouldn't have done.
Spoiler alert.
If they haven't played it, get over it.
The story wasn't that great anyways.
I thought it was a good plot behind it. I thought it was cool. I wish the girl would have. I really, I always talk about how my goal in most games is hooking up with the main girl character?
Sadly, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That game, I really was looking for a love story. Not just.
Except Aiden was the most boring character on the face of this planet.
I wasn't trying to pop.
All he
and
had
drop
was
it.
A cool coat and a mask.
I know, that's why I wanted it to be a love story, because I want it to be one of those things where he's that guy where he's holding on to the past and he never goes out and does anything and he's boring because he's just trying to watch his back all the time and he's really quiet. And then along comes this girl with piercings and crazy tattoos and bright purple hair. And she just, brings out his fun side and makes him happy. And then they, have kids and grow old together. That's what I was looking for.
Gosh.
In that game.
Fun stuff. I think that's all we got to talk about.
Good, because I just finished my Dr. Pepper.
Nice. Perfect timing.
it's like a sand, hourglass almost. Yeah. It's just.
Oh, man. It's good. All right. So. Thank you for tuning in to the Couch Co-op Podcast, episode number 19. Outro, give me a second. I just had a huge brain fart.
We didn't introduce ourselves when we got in.
Oh, yeah. You can follow me on Twitter, @Joseph_Ethan. You can follow Casey on Twitter.
I'm trying to start doing more Twitter.
@CaseyTap, correct?
Yeah.
You need to figure out your freaking Twitter handle.
I should go and write down all of my names for everything and have them on my iPad.
Yeah.
So that I can just read them off when I get here.
You can follow
I'm pretty sure it's Casey Tapp, though.
You can follow us on Twitch at twitch.tv/couchco_op. currently I'm doing a playthrough of The Last of Us on Grounded. That is the hardest difficulty.
We go ahead and drop our other one too.
Oh yeah, and then our secondary account is couchco_op_casey.
_casey.
So couchco_op_casey.
It's hard to type too, believe me. But I just want to say, for that account, it is not our primary account. It is not what we do our Let's Plays on. It is strictly a testing one.
Yeah, it's like and a secondary type.
Yeah, and it's also if we're currently doing like a storyline driven game and we don't want to break that up for our viewers, then we will use that to do like stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Like if we're just playing around, or if I want to stream when I get home, I might run it on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stuff like that. It is not a primary account. It is a secondary account.
Right.
So be prepared for that if you follow it.
It's an early access account.
Kind of, yeah. Like it's, I think it's basically our like, hey, look what we're doing today.
Yeah.
Like that sort of thing.
Except like what I do every day is the couch co-op.
Yeah. That's, standard. Well, that's what we run our
big ones on.
So we'll run our timeline on.
Yeah, yeah. So I am currently about... I just started the season of fall in Last of Us.
That's like 75%, right?
No.
Because it goes
winter, spring.
Oh, wait. Okay. I thought you started in spring.
No, you started summer, fall, winter, spring.
Okay, yeah. So you're not...
I'm pretty good. I'm like almost halfway through.
Man, you need to hurry up.
It's hard. Like, I've died. I can't tell you how many times I've died in this single playthrough. It's like, it's in the triple digits.
Dude, I really think it would be fun for us to start running the camera on that.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, I don't know.
Just
like,
on the weekends, like when I'm here, so I can sit in with you and...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like we used to do in the old days.
Right, yeah. We can do that.
Try to squeeze into the PlayStation camera.
Yeah, gosh. That's one reason I don't want to do it. Because
I think it got bigger. I was messing with it yesterday, and I felt like I was, like, really small in the camera.
I don't know. But I don't mind not having the camera. But anyways, so twitch.tv/couchco_op. You can come watch me do my playthrough of The Last of Us Grounded.
Do my thing.
Let's see. Anything else we want to plug?
Just so everyone knows, Joe sucks at video games.
Yes.
So if he dies a lot, don't hate on him.
It's okay. It's on Grounded. It's the hard difficulty, so...
You did pretty good yesterday.
Yeah, I did.
I kind of feel bad for that one guy that was like telling you to go to the right, and I come in, I was like, dude, just go to the left.
I mean, that's what I've always done. I went to the left and did it on the fourth try, I think.
It didn't even seem like a fourth to me. No. I don't know how many times you've done it, though. It looked like you did it on two.
Maybe, but irrelevant. I did it way, because that's the path I know.
Yeah, it's a lot easier. I mean, well.
But yeah, our Twitch page... Our Twitch channel is actually getting some traction now, so it's kind of good.
I'm going to try to start using my Twitter feed, my personal Twitter feed, a lot more for stuff.
Good. Good stuff. So that wraps us up, I think.
Sorry I didn't cuss as much, guys. I know everyone loves it.
We probably said like a whole lot, and you probably hated that, though.
Oh, we didn't put the stickers on.
It's okay. I'm not putting that sticker on my microphone.
Hey, I need to know next time, Dad, what the like sticker was... That was confusing. We didn't know what that was for.
Yeah. We assumed it said, don't like.
Like, don't use the word like, or...
Or don't like
Or
stuff.
That you don't like things. Or,
yeah.
Like, you need to be more clear whenever you send us an email that just says, put this on your mic.
It was very cryptic.
Yeah. Like, what does that mean? Anyways, sorry. I'm rambling.
No, we're good. So that's some... That... podcast over. Out.